From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Another effort to give local communities more control over oil and gas drilling was defeated at the State House yesterday, as Benza Berkland reports two Democrats helped kill the bill by joining with Republicans to give them enough votes to strike it down.
House Bill 1355 would have reaffirmed the authority of local cities and towns to regulate noise, traffic, and visual impairment associated with oil and gas drilling. But Republicans worried the measure could potentially allow local communities to ban drilling. Republican Representative Cole Wist from Centennial says the state Supreme Court is already considering the issue of local control.
The Supreme Court will issue a ruling on this precise issue. Does it make sense for us as a body to act on this issue before the court acts?
Democratic Representatives Paul Rosenthal of Denver and Ed Vigil of Alamosa sided with Republicans. The governor also opposed the legislation. While most Democrats believe the bill would have added protections for citizens who live near oil and gas development. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday officially opened Fire Station 22 in northern Colorado Springs. Mayor John Suthers said the station will serve a part of the city that's seen considerable growth in recent years.
Folks, this is an exciting day for Colorado Springs and, of course, an exciting day for the fire department. And frankly, it's a great day for almost 10,000 residents in this area who will now be served by Fire Station 22.
The new station is located near Voyager Parkway and Northgate Boulevard. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.